brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
800-259-9231. I'll do what I said I'd do, and I'll cover news at the bottom of the hour. Dan Bondi calling us. I'll go to your phone calls now. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Judge Janet Napolitano, you have to deport illegal immigrants. And in Florida, a food stamp recruiter deals with wrenching choices. Washington Post talks about the government recruiting more people onto welfare because they want to bankrupt the country. Okay? And also, Napolitano now admits the Saudi student was put on the watch list, even though she denied that previously and said that they weren't deporting him, though now they are. I mean, just a pack of liars. 800-259-9231. We'll get you up on air. The big news is the AP came out with no proof, said they talked to, you know, somebody, you know, overseas. Oh, and the brothers liked Infowars.com. And then the media ran with that, and now they're my biggest fans, and that I caused the bombing. And, of course, I'm saying we should look at the globalists who stand to gain from this and have a history of it. And, oh, there is a drill, and the U.S. senator now says, looks like they knew and let it happen. That's mainstream news. But, see, it doesn't matter. Folks, I'm the terrorist. I mean, you know, come on. I told you they wanted to blame us, and they're doing it. Because no one's got what it takes to challenge these people. We're all supposed to just lay down, and everybody's so afraid. You're so afraid of all this you know, stuff that statistically isn't even that dangerous. If the government kills me, that's just the way it is. I still drive in my car every day, even though that's the most dangerous thing I do. I risk my life every day, and I'm aware of it. And, you know, I know what GMO does, but I still let my kids eat it sometimes because I'm lazy. I know what cell phones do, but I'm lazy. I mean, just a lot of it is that, you know, we're all killing ourselves to live, basically. And I'm not going to sit here and just let the worst of the worst run over everything. I'm done. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in New York, and we'll go to Mario and Nick and Liz and Derek and everybody. Go ahead, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you very much for your efforts. I got a couple of points that I want to stress. Number one, people need to know that this Boston thing is to take our civil liberties. People need to know that. Understand that the Second Amendment, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights needs to be defended. Another point is that some of the reporters out there that need to come out, more people like Rudowski, Badandi, yourself, need to come out and get on the Obama's face and Biden's black helicopter's face and ask how did they feel when the VP called for a new world order 1 week before the bombing. Another thing is that I come from a third world country. I saw on your page that probably Obama might have a gun ban from importation.
Oh, you know, he's saying that he's going to adopt the UN policy and do it, and Biden has said they will, and they had a pro-gun group on my YouTube saying I'm a liar. Even when it's official, people can't even admit it's happening.
Well, let me tell the people this. I come from a country that has the same thing. You know, you cannot bring guns in. So the only thing that leads to is for contraband. Number two, only crooks and the people in power are the only ones who are going to have guns. And whatever guns are going to be left, they're going to be very, very expensive. People cannot buy them. And that leads to okay?
The people running our society are criminals, and they have a criminal instinct that they're scared. I mean, look, I mean, people in Texas aren't scared out in parking lots, and even shitty-looking people are scared of you. I'll be quite honest with you. In Texas, everybody's scared of people driving around in pickup trucks because they know, you know, white guys in pickup trucks are packing guns. And I've seen the statistics. Thieves, whether they be white, black, it doesn't matter, will tend to pick on, quote, immigrants who they know come from countries, this has been proven, who don't have gun culture. So, in fact, a lot of immigrant groups feed on their own immigrants because they know they're probably not carrying guns. Criminals hate the gun culture. They hate the fact that good people are armed and aren't going to roll over.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventor's information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've confirmed the Secret Service threatened our reporter, and we have video proof that article's going up at InfoWars.com and told him not to ask questions in America. So the Secret Service doesn't just deal with counterfeiting or with protecting the POTUS. Now it deals with telling reporters they can't ask questions in America about drills that happened, and we know why. It is being reported by WSBTV. We have this up at InfoWars.com. Senator Chambliss' law enforcement agency may have had info about Boston bombing in advance and done nothing and not shared the info. It turns out that they were both on welfare. And here's the big bombshell being reported by Russian news. We have this all linked up on InfoWars.com. Tamerlan recruited via Georgian Foundation, working to help in conjunction with the Georgian Special Services and Americans. And then they help fund the different radical Muslim groups, including the bin Laden of Chechnya, who this guy reportedly admired because they're using him to attack the Russians. And who is the father of this 1979 plan, strategy of tension and proxy state? Here it is. It's the Jamestown U.S. nonprofit, the board of directors of NGOs, entered one of the ideologists of the U.S. foreign policies, Zbigniew Brzezinski, has engaged in recruiting residents of North Caucasus to work on the interests of the United States and Georgia. They mean the mega banks that have captured us and are now using America in the exploitation phase. They'll know what that means at the CIA against the next country. Unbelievable. According to the reports of the Colonel Chief Directorate Counterintelligence Department Ministry of Internal Affairs of Georgian, Gregory Chanturia, to the Minister of Internal Affairs, and it just goes through workshops with the military. I mean, this guy was a commando. And that's why they had to get him dead immediately, whatever he knew. And I said, oh, these guys are dead. Well, they shoot the boat full of holes. Looks like 15 machine guns, you know, bullets every inch. They come up and say, and I heard the live police scanners. They're like, oh, no. The media's got a feed right when they were getting ready to do the deed. So then they say, okay, come out. He puts his hands up, climbs out, and minutes later is unconscious with his throat being chopped open and then barely living. So they could say, oh, you know, leave it open. We can kill him if we want, or maybe shut him up or get him to confess and then kill him. And for those that don't know, you never have someone in intensive care in critical condition and then have them say, oh, a source, he admits to doing it all. Never going to get a fair trial, folks. Never going to get a fair trial. And again, am I saying there aren't Muslim extremists? There are. The globalists are putting them in charge of Libya, in charge of Syria, to commit massacres of Christians in both countries and Muslim minority groups, Shiite and other subgroups that are even more rare, like the Alawites and the Zoroastrians. You've got all this going on. See, folks, you're an expert on baseball and football or your own business. I'm an expert on history. And I'm just giving you the basics. I mean, for someone informed, it's like you have 20/20 vision. For people that don't know where the caucuses are or don't know about foundations or haven't read all of Brzezinski's books, who don't watch CFR meetings, who don't read Foreign Affairs. I mean, Foreign Affairs said last year, yeah, we're running Al-Qaeda. We need them. Al-Qaeda's doing a great job. These are good fighters. They wear black uniforms with the Al-Qaeda patch. And they go into people's houses and say, we're going to kill your whole family if you don't drive this suicide bomb into that police convoy up there. I mean, you don't even know. They may have these guys, this guy's wife and kids saying we're going to kill him. You don't know. I know this. The aunt, who's a tough-as-nails lawyer in Canada, is a listener. We confirmed that. I talked to her. She said, I'm ready to go public. I called her back, and she's crying. She goes, they will crush me like a bug if they're listening. I can't talk. I love my family. I thought the West was free. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Obviously, is my summation. They called up and said, listen, bitch, we're going to kill your kids if you don't shut up. You got that straight. And by the way, she was on record saying they were threatening her. And I'm sorry to use that word, but that's how they talk to you. Because I've gotten the phone calls. They love to call my wife up and tell her about what she was just talking about to let her know, hey, yeah. Okay, you heard that. Now you know we're listening. I will cut your head off. But they'll say it, you know, a lot more vicious. Like, it's like a movie. Do you understand me, you bleeping, you know what? But you know, I'll do a lot more before I do that. See, you don't know who runs America. And so I'm up here just going, all right, all out. I know who you are. I know what you've done. You think they hate Iraqis and killed over a million of them with starvation and all the rest of it and sanctions? And then they hate our troops even more. They shoot them up with deadly shots. They brainwash them. They put them on deadly drugs. And now they're going to take their guns. They hate our troops 100 times more. You're just nothing but a drone. You're nothing but a biological android. You're nothing but a clone. Cloned by this culture. They call us biological androids. Ray Kurzweil and all of them. Zbigniew Brzezinski. You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic? It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra. It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre. How do you think MI6, that Ian Fleming wrote about, he worked for him, he was an OSS, where the robber barons are going to release a bioweapon to kill everybody? He wrote Moonraker in the 50s. That's the plan. Oblivion is the plan. Zardoz is the plan. It's the only plan. And you better pray to God they don't get this through. Because if Cobra, the snake, the devil, the Black Pyramid gets control, it's all over for you. So that's why it doesn't matter if they kill me. It doesn't matter. Because my family has no future if we don't beat them. Sure, what? I'm going to live another 5-10 years, play ball with this? Maybe 20? Play ball, you know, think I'm part of the elite, live in some high-rise all guarded when the bioweapon gets released? We'll all be dying up in that high-rise. I'll be on the phone going, I thought I was part of the team. You know, these idiot operatives trying to discredit us online go, Alex Jones admits he's had family in the government. The proof, it's secret. I'm the one saying it on air. I'm the one telling you idiots. And I'm not going to say more because I don't want to get people in my family in trouble. The point is, the New World Order's real, you fools. They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us. To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra. Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks. They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. Haven't you people figured any of this out yet? The media will have a heyday with that. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America, and Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners and the conservatives and the people that say there's a foreign New World Order banking takeover happening, they're saying that we're the bad guys. That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say, because that's who those people are. James Bond works for Spectre. James Bond is Spectre, is Cobra. They are the bad guys. And the local cop doesn't know that because you are just like the man in Oblivion. Go see it, and then you'll understand it. It's an allegory of what you are. It's an allegory of a program. They see you as a flesh and blood robot. They think you're a dumb animal that cannot get above the program. And the issue is, you obviously can't be told this, can you? Your kid's going to have to get diagnosed with cancer. You're going to have to get diagnosed with neurological disorders early. You're going to have to see things in your business, in your life, that are so evil that you finally make a break with it. You decide, I was talking to one of my uncles who saw a lot of stuff. I'll leave it at that. And he said, there will come a point in these people's life, these operators' lives, and these corporate people and the rest of them, where you've gone along and accepted so much evil, and finally something so bad, you decide to jump into it and go with it, or you repent and get completely out of it. That's the only way. You got to have a clean break with all this stuff. That's the only way, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is taking us to oblivion. There is no getting out of this if they win. There is no good ending. You people that think you're true believers in this, you are not true believers. You're not saving the earth with your earth cult crap. That's another fake story you've been given. This is not the island. It's a projection, okay? This is not, folks, it's THX1138. It's the island. It's oblivion. You are in a controlled paradigm. You've got to come out of it. It is the Matrix. But it isn't a physical matrix yet. They're trying to insert us into that. That's a 1970s Pentagon plan. Look it up. They have this whole thing planned out. And it is crazy. You are living in 2013. All right, I promise. I'm going to Mario. I'm going to Liz. I'm going to Derek. I'm going to Nick. I'm going to Jenny. I'm going to all of you. But it's now come out that these guys were CIA. They were CIA.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from a start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced missized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence.
If a government can shut down a whole city and point guns at people and take you out of your houses and then rationalize that they can do anything. Like take your bank accounts, like make you take vaccines, like conscript your children for domestic homeland operations. And, of course, there'll be no economy left, so you'll want that job, and you'll want the authority, the rock starism that Edward Bernays talked about, of being in the government's talent, a rock star with a bunch of narcissists strutting around. That's like North Korea. We are becoming, slowly but surely, like North Korea, run by a bunch of inbred psychopaths laughing at us. Let's go to your phone calls. Huge breaking news coming up at InfoWars.com with the Secret Service and more. Just stay with us. Mario in South Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, Alex Jones. I wanted to call about a upcoming FEMA drill that I saw on the Internet on April 27th. If you go to Google, type in Nevada Governor 2014 zombie UFO drill, and that'll come up, and you'll be able
to... No, I know, and it was so shocking they then said it was a lie when it came out. But you know why they do you know why they do a zombie drill now?
Well, the guy was talking about how code word in government for zombie is someone that is on welfare during a financial...
That's crisis. Right. Look, the Marines did all these drills of mowing minorities down in some of the videos we have in Police 2000. They either trained to kill black people mainly, and you can look at the role players they got, or they trained to kill rednecks and John Deere hats. That's who they think they're going to have trouble with. For whatever reason, mainly it's John Deere hats, but about a quarter of it is training to kill black people, line them up and shoot them. I didn't really see a lot of Hispanics. I saw some, but, the point is it was just mainly, I've been to so many of these drills, it's either, okay, we're training to kill black people or we're training to kill rednecks. That's it. Very astute. And so now they just call it a zombie, because you're already seen as an animal. So it's part of dehumanization. See, the Nazis said for, 7-8 years, our enemies are rats and bugs in all these newsreels. Now the LA Times has said about me, to dehumanize. Now they just say you're a zombie. And all the zombie shows they're on record are meant to condition you and acclimate you to not care about death and destruction, to build a core of psychopaths that will carry out the extermination operations. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that since it was listed, it said 100 participants. So I was thinking maybe it was an upcoming false flag because, they have to do a drill because if they get caught, they can blame the drill.
Oh, yeah, and then they'll just say there wasn't even a drill. It won't even matter if it's the newspaper. They'll just say there was no drill. And we'll go, well, here's video of zombies. And they'll go, those didn't exist either. So look, Jones says they're zombies. And he says Cobra Commander runs things, which is an allegory, but basically it's the same thing. The world is ruled to a great extent by people that make Cobra Commander look like an angel. But it's the exact tactics you see. They were teaching little kids the type of dirty tricks they were going to carry out as globalist operatives.
Exactly, exactly. Also, another thing, a few years ago, during that whole Georgian thing with Russia, I was actually there, and it was pretty weird because the Russians were falling behind us, and I knew that who actually did the first attack, but everyone else, they didn't know, and they thought...
Let me stop you and give you the floor then, Mario. For those that don't know, I got fooled that day. Because I got up kind of late, because I think I'd even done Coast to Coast or something, but I'd been up to like 4 in the morning, so my wife goes, get up, it's like 9 o'clock, there's been a big war starting, the Russians have attacked Georgia, and I'm like, yeah, right, because the Russians don't really ever attack anybody until they get messed with, or they infiltrate to take over. I'm like, yeah, so I get up, and CNN's like, the Russians have attacked, the dastardly, there could be nuclear war. So I drive in, I go on air at 11 a.m., and I say, well, the Russians attacked. Not knowing, even naive, back in 2008, how big of liars they are. And yes, it later came out the U.S., through proxies, attacked Russia-held areas in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. You say you were there in the Navy. Tell us about that. I see that on screen.
Yeah, so I was there in the Navy. I'm not going to really name the ship, but there's only one ship in the Med over there. But basically, we responded for a humanitarian call, and we basically gave the Georgians some supplies. But at the same time, I was talking to a friend that I met, a girl, being in the Navy and everything, and she was in Russia, and she was explaining to me the entire situation. And I was like, wow, that doesn't really make too much sense. Why are we helping out the Georgians when,
Now, on the ship, did they tell you that Russia had attacked, or are they more honest knowing you'd have the information?
They didn't tell us. That was more high level. But all they told us was to be on watch, sending information throughout the Med and everything, because I was you know, dealing with communications while on the ship. So they were.
Anything else you want to add on that, sir?
On that, no. You know, I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Well, God bless you. Yeah, thanks for bringing up another zombie drill, which is another drill for mass extermination of citizens.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Much for joining us. The top story up on InfoWars.com is that the CIA had recruited in Georgia four operations, the older Tamerlan brothers. So that story is red-linked up at InfoWars.com. We know he had an alias to get in out of the country, which the government let him use. That's the big tip-off. We know this has the classic signs there. Again, that is up on InfoWars.com right now. You add to this that we have the senator coming out. Chambliss, we're going to play that clip here in just a moment. Law enforcement agency may have had info about Boston bombing in advance. You had the drill did go on. And then you had that the Secret Service did not want Dan Bondi to ask questions. And Dan talked about this, and it turns out there was video aired from some of the angles on national television. And those images are about to go up on Infowars.com, but I can show TV viewers the images that I printed off right here from the third press conference where Dan Bondi was able, Infowars.com, East Coast reporter, to get in and ask about the drill and to ask about the history of government provocateuring groups. Were these guys patsies that worked for the government? Because in almost every other case it's been, so you'd be remiss to not ask that. And again, the only media to give this any positive coverage, it was Michael Savage. Paul Watson heard it and told me about it. I didn't hear it. And said, of course you want to ask about the drill. And now we found new articles in the Boston Globe admitting a drill, but they tried to spin it, and a drill a few years before that. So there was a drill of a bombing right where it happens. Why do you do that? You want to have black backpacks everywhere. So, and again, the people with the black backpacks, they're not involved. They're there part of the drill with their black backpacks, contractors, National Guard, Navy SEALs, you name it. And then that way no one can catch the real bomb when it gets left. And there's so many people with backpacks, it gets confusing. And then you can blame the patsies, which are your intelligence ops, who believe who are your assets, who believe they're taking part in a drill. Then the mother says they call them up, threaten them to make them go on the run. They were both hanging out, going to parties night before, talking about how weird the bombing was, and then magically they supposedly run. We don't know if any of that's true. Then he climbs out of the boat, not bleeding from the neck. Next, he's almost dead with his neck being cut open. And now they have shown he'll never get a free trial. The younger brother, they're in the news saying, oh, Boston Globe, witnesses... Now, sources say he admitted to the bombings. Admits to setting bombs with brother, sources say. Also admits he and brother Tamerlan were behind killing of MIT officer. So there you go. It's all open and shut, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, he was at CIA workshops. Yeah, he had covers. Yeah, there was a drill. Yeah, the senator says it looks like there was prior knowledge and they stood down. Yeah, everything Alex Jones predicted. And folks, why did I predict it? Let's punch up Infowars.com. This is from April 19th. I said Saturday. It was actually Friday night. I saw this Saturday morning. Boston Bomber's role of CIA in Chechen terror. And he goes through and lists the very State Department groups in Georgetown. And the very, very groups connected in Zbigniew Brzezinski and how they have funded these groups and how they had an alias. And all of that later came out. You know, the mother said they were all over them 5 years before. And the mother said they visited them 2.5 years ago, which was confirmed. Mother's been telling the truth because the Russians blew their cover. That's how the Russians would do it. Or the U.S. would do it. Hey, who is this you're having with an alias go back and forth? He worked for you. Is he a terrorist? And by the way, it's seasoned people who've run black ops like Steve Pachinik saying it's an inside job. It's seasoned people like Joel Skousen concurring with my analysis. Okay, you think it's fun to go up against these people? I mean, even if you don't believe it's an inside job, there's no history of that. You want to say, USA, take my rights, and you're a fool. Even if you're a fool, do you know the government goes after people that stand up to them because they're bullies? So you think I enjoy doing this? They call me a maniac. They call me a madman. They call me spooky. They call me dangerous. They call me a fascist. Folks, I'm really just a Texan. And I'll be honest with you. Your ancestors were tough. They stood up. I'll guarantee if you research them, my ancestors were just as tough or tougher. And they didn't bow to King George. They didn't bow to Santa Anna. And you know what? A lot of them didn't survive, but the idea went on. And that's just in my blood. I am not a slave. And I'm not going to be ruled by a bunch of murdering criminals that have put Libya and Syria under Al-Qaeda to line Christians up and chop their heads off while telling me I got to give my rights up or Al-Qaeda will get me when they run them. And by the way, they're going to take everything, folks. They're not going to, this is a really nasty group. Now I'm going to shut up. I'm going to have them on for about 5 minutes. Then we're going to go to your phone calls. Liz and Nick and Jordan and Derek and Jenny. We're going to get to all of you here in just a moment. But history's happening here. We're the only ones at InfoWars.com on the trail. I have put my name, my family, most importantly, my treasure, everything on this because I know what I'm talking about. I mean, it isn't hard when the globalists have done this over and over again. It's like, you know, I hate to use this gross analogy. It's like walking through a field with cows in it, and there's a big steaming pile of cow manure right there. And I go, hey, watch out, that's cow manure. And some city slicker goes, really? I think it's a big chocolate cake. And I'm like, no, that's cow manure. I promise cows, you know, eat grass. So they got three stomachs. They crap that out. And they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. And they sit down with a spoon and start eating it. And you're like, hey, does that really taste good? And they're like, yeah, it's chocolate, like I said. And you're going, no, no, man, this is tyranny. This, you don't want to eat that. You don't want to go down this road. The founders said it was cow manure. They're like, no, I say it's chocolate cake. And that's what Americans are doing to go along with this. I say everybody having to put their hands up and come out of their houses is chocolate cake. I'm saying the government spying off without warrants is chocolate cake. I'm saying drones targeting us domestically is a good thing. It's chocolate cake. Let me tell you why a lot of people kind of halfway shell out to all this, like you've been seeing lately. God love them. It's because they're scared, ladies and gentlemen, and their wives at home saying, man, this is dangerous. You know, all the ladies from the Senate are saying, we better watch it and play ball, honey, and work on the inside and fix things that way. I mean, I don't like what, you know, that phone call I got. Let me tell you, you better look in your kids' eyes long and hard, because I'll tell you one thing is for certain. You go along with this, you can kiss their butts goodbye. You got all these senators and media people in their fancy suits up there on egomaniac trips. And if you're not dedicated to this for liberty and for freedom and justice and tuning into being a good person and the universe, then you are going to end up kneeling to this evil. You're going to end up compromising with it. You're going to end up selling out to it. And you can't sell out to death, folks. There's no compromising with the New World Order. I want to bring you now Dan Bedondi, InfoWars reporter, someone people admire for his courage. People ask, why did I hire Dan Bedondi? Because, you know, I mean, if you go back to the way I was first on air 18 years ago, I'd stutter and stammer sometimes. I still do it. I would get overly excited. I would, does he look like one of the anchors on Fox News? No, he doesn't. Do I? No, I don't. But he's a real guy and has a fighting spirit, and that's why he's a reporter for InfoWars.com. And he did something that none of those other cowards would do. They won't even look at photos. Dan's like, I have photos of the other people that they don't want you to see. The Secret Service comes over, let's show the images, and gets in his face and threatens him. And now they wouldn't say who they were last week. He thought they were FBI. Now people pointed out, notice this is Secret Service on record with Obama. So Obama sent guys to bug their eyes out and threaten Dan Bedondi, and there he is standing up to him. Look at him. That's what the globalists are doing to all of America. They're coming up, getting in your face, staring at you, trying to look evil, trying to look tough, so that you'll bend over, so foreign banks can implode the country and take over. All because they feel like they belong. Why don't you, Secret Service, be like the Secret Service agent Bongino? He was sitting there at a meeting, and he thought it was like a Mao Zedong meeting, as Obama was talking about how collectivism is good and how you didn't build that and how, you know, children must tell their parents what to do. He recognized he was in a globalist, collectivist, hardcore authoritarian meeting. And I guess Don Salazar now has his article up. Great job to Don. I just said blurb it. He did a whole article with the photos now up at InfoWars.com. We need to red link that as well. And you know, I've had Secret Service come up to me. I'm not saying they're all bad. I know a lot of them are listeners. I've run into them since. But the guys they send are the ones that are evil. The ones that will do what they're told. The ones that get off of being a bully and trying to scare people. I'd be embarrassed trying to scare somebody who wasn't asking for it. And then I wouldn't try to scare them. I'd try to climb all over, you know, who was trying to hurt an innocent person. Try to get them off of what was happening. I had Secret Service try stuff like this with me when I tried to just go down and report on the 2000 election results. I mean, they think this is Communist China. They think it's North Korea. And you know what? If we let them act like that, it is. Dan Bedondi, a hero to many out there, InfoWars.com reporter. Great job, my friend. He's even got family. Because he's right there by Boston. And we're not going to say their names, turning their back on him over this. Because they can't handle the peer pressure. They can't handle the fact, to see their family member having courage. They should be toasting him. They should be carrying him on their shoulders. But instead, they spit on him. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, in a world of cowards, being a man of courage is a revolutionary act. And Dan Bedondi joins us. Dan, recapping, as you mentioned this as a footnote, what did they say to you? What did they do to you? What did you say back to them? And now to know this is that they didn't want you asking those questions. Here's the big issue. So they sent Secret Service of Obama, his inner Praetorian guard, of literal Gestapo, of SS. The SS was Hitler's inner guard. The Praetorian Royal Guard sent to stand in front of you and try to shut you down in America because you wanted to hand out pictures of the contractors. Go ahead.
Well, when I got there, I knew he was some kind of agent. I wasn't sure. I said it was the FBI, but obviously he's the Secret Service. But when I sat down, he wanted to sit behind me. I heard him argue with the guy behind me. He had to sit there. His stuff was there, whatever the case. But he kept peeking over my shoulder every time I was sent a text message, every time I got a phone call, and when I was talking to my camera guy and my partner there. And I knew this guy wasn't a reporter. He's dressed as a reporter. It's like, this guy's not no reporter. And he's going to give me your problem. So when I get up to address the people, I had these pictures right here, the very pictures I showed. He jumps up with his clipboard, blocking the cameras, well, trying to anyway, trying to block these photos. They were hell-bent. These pictures wouldn't to be shown. Now, before I went on here, he mentioned, like, when my friend arrived, he gave me these photographs there. And I heard him yell to some other guy, they got pictures. They ran in the back of the hallway and said, they got pictures. The woman comes out, the coordinator, and she says to the press, excuse me, everybody, we're going to delay the meeting about 5 minutes. We got to get stuff together. What they were doing is they were trying to come up with a story, and that's why they came out right away, Alex, and they said, do not go to anybody else's pictures but ours. Don't look anywhere else but our pictures. And no other picture is credible. And these pictures here, these very pictures, I showed to the press anyway. I got bombarded by agents, FBI agents, and a Secret Service guy, but I stood up to them. I said, you know, I'm not afraid of you people. And I stood right up to him because I'm not. I have no fear of these people because I have a strong faith in God. But these pictures here were the nuclear bomb of information because I had press swarming me when, of course, the federal agents backed off. And I showed those pictures. I said, these pictures can be seen on Infowars.com. And people went to download these pictures. And that guy behind me, I knew he was up to no good. I knew he was up to something. And even my cameraman mentioned, watch that guy behind you because he was hell-bent on sitting behind me.
We should also give credit to the camera guy, if he wants to be public, for the
going. I saw Kevin LaPrade and Nick M., which was my other partner, was holding the microphone for me. Kevin LaPrade and Nick M., they're good friends of mine. They're both the activist groups. I forgot the group he belongs to. But anyway, it's
just here's the bottom line. They acted totally suspicious about the other photos, the other people.
Yep.
One of the Saudis has now ended up dead in a river. That may have happened before. Who knows? It may not be related, but I predicted that the people would end up in the river. I actually said that over and over again because I've seen it before. I hope people realize what we're doing here. I mean, I'm not asking people to go, oh, you've got so much courage. Oh, you're so great. But we literally are standing directly up to the beast. And now a senator has come out and said, looks like they had prior knowledge and stood down. We know that there was a drill. That's now been confirmed. Now it's come out that the older brother, Tamerlan, was CIA. Of course he was. He was allowed to go in and out with fake name. I mean, that stuff doesn't work unless they want it to work. And now he's hooked in with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who runs the operations to destabilize Russia.
Unbelievable. And I just want to say one thing, too, if I could. Everybody's giving me these compliments. You know, my credit, all that stuff goes to God. Glory to God, not me. And I want to say one thing. I'm from the smallest town in the smallest state in the country, literally. Well, our town is 1 square mile to Central Falls, and we're from Rhode Island, which is a small state. So if one man can stand up against the global elite and make a difference, you can too. You know, Alex says all the time, you are the resistance. And it doesn't matter who you are. I'm not a great speaker. I don't have a pretty face. I don't like those, the reporters on CNN that read from teleprompters. You know what I mean? And I exposed that, too, when I bullhorned the sidewalk.
You're a man who loves liberty and loves your family. You're not going to be – you have an instinct to not be a slave. And it's that instinct, Dan, that has done everything good in the world. It's that instinct that has created civilization is not bending over to bullies.
Absolutely. And I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees, like George Washington said.
Well, tell us the kind of stuff, because I remember you were off air saying they were really getting in your face. What did Obama's personal Secret Service people say to you?
Well, when I was trying to ask the questions, he was behind me heckling me. Shut up, and you hand me the camera, tell him it's my First Amendment, back the hell off. And, you know, I was very, you know, because these people are very rude. He was out to, like, shut me down.
But what about the photos where he's in your face, right up in your space, and you point your finger back in his face?
Oh, yeah, he jumps right up, I mean, because he was expecting that. He jumps up and gets his clipboard he had, and he's trying to block the photos, you know, from the camera, you know, these very photos he had. And, of course, I put him with two hands, and he can't block both. And it's just like, and he was like telling me, sit down, shut up, blah, blah, you know.
That's what they do now. They protect the lie. They protect the fraud. They protect Kim Jong-un. They protect the dictator.
And that just got me infuriated. I mean, these people think they can intimidate me. And I'm not no superhero. I'm not. I'm just sick of it. Like you are, Alex. I'm sick of it. And you know what? I know my life's at stake and yours as well. And I know what's all involved here, but, you know, I don't care. My founding fathers, your founding fathers, our founding fathers, they made that sacrifice for us. So, you know what? It's our turn to make the sacrifice for our kids and our grandkids someday. And, you know, that's why I'm not afraid because...
That's right. Stay there, and then I'll come back with calls. Stay there. Absolutely. They think we're beat. They think it's over. They think they can gut the whole country, suck us dry, shut down our energy systems. You know the first thing you bomb power plants. They're shutting them down. I mean, we are being shut down right now. We are being re-educated. But you know what? America's waking up. We're not done yet, you globalist murdering scum.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is on.
We're back live. One more segment with Badondi, then I'm going to push our next guest back about 15 after so I can get to these calls. And we'll get an update from Lindsey Williams. Look, I just want to say this. I kind of get wound up to not even have courage to do this, but I mean, when I look at this evidence and then do what I do, you automatically get aggressive because you know you're fighting bad people. But I want to be very, very crystal clear here. The police, most of the FBI, most of the Secret Service are not involved in this. And they really believe they're good guys working for a good system. To use the movie analogy, just like Tom Cruise thinks he's working for the good guys in Oblivion, but he finds out otherwise. And that's what history's shown. Most German soldiers, including SS, really thought they were doing good work. And they really believe these guys acted alone. They're not going to look at them being CIA. Even if it's admitted, they don't want to look at that. Because they're all caught up in the pageantry and the funerals, and they're the heroes and all this stuff. And they attach all this tyranny, martial law, to the new USA, USA. This is all a program. You learn how it looks. Then you go, man, that looks like the past stuff. And sure enough, okay, we'll see if there's a drill. We'll see if there was prior knowledge. We'll see if there's a stand down. We'll see if they were sent overseas in CIA training for Brzezinski groups. And then it's public, enrolled in Brzezinski groups with the terror groups. I mean, it's like, it's so painful. I wish they were real terrorists. Every day. I don't want to come up here and say things that freak people out and are unpopular, but I have a responsibility to do it. And, of course, now you notice it's coming out, so we become even more popular. But that's not even my goal. I mean, getting more popular, I'd rather the New World Order subside, because believe me, I don't want to die. I don't want them to kill me or go after my family, but you know what? These people are so bad, it's got to be done. I'll be honest with you. If they were just, as I've said 1,000 times, if they were boss hog corrupt, they just wanted to steal stuff and run things, and, you know, I could argue, well, at least it'll trickle down to the economy. I'd still resist them, but I wouldn't just 110% study how to resist them historically using the truth and try to hurt them as bad as I could. I mean, I really am trying to get in their business. And they kill people that do that. But they haven't killed me because they go, you kill that guy, it'll make everybody listen to him even more. They're like, it doesn't matter, I want to kill him. And there may be a faction that does that. Just know I chose that path because that's God's path. Whatever God wants, it's in God's hands. They can't kill me if God doesn't want that. But I'm telling you, everybody should do what Dan Bondi did. Everybody listening and watching should go out with simple questions at press conferences, call it your own local news site, create your own site, and just go calmly in a suit and ask questions. You will bring them down just asking questions. They were scared to death of one man talking about a drill that was in the Boston Globe. The only reason they're powerful is because you're scared of them. And they are dangerous now. They are powerful. But we're powerful too. And the God that's in us is a lot stronger than the God that's in them. They're the God of this world. I serve the God of the universe, not this little world. Real fast, Madonna, you got 1 minute to finish up any points.
Real quick, I want to give credit to the Free American Patriots Movement. The guys helped me out a lot. They gave me the pictures. They were great. And I just want to say again, man, my family, my whole girlfriend's family disowned me. I'm barred from my girlfriend's house. My girlfriend's standing against the family and all that. But, I mean, like, my life is a miserable hell. I got half my family that wants to disown me because of what I did. And the thing is, like, I don't even care about that because I care about my kids' future. I care about everybody's future.
Absolutely. And, hey, Mark Twain, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. Yep. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Dan, anything else?
Just want to say, get out there, people, get out there, video cameras, get out there, ask the real questions, and do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid. God bless you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.